Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 7 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel, with clear skies above Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, offering a pleasant night for those stepping out. Haifa is experiencing similar weather conditions, making it an ideal time for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just before the ceasefire, IDF raided a Hezbollah terror compound in Lebanon, according to Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, the IDF states Hezbollah rocket fire violates the ceasefire, reported by JNS earlier today. Also this hour, celebrating 78 years of independence, a live broadcast from the Israel Prize ceremony is underway, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, a second French soldier was killed in a Hezbollah attack in southern Lebanon, President Macron confirmed via Ynet. And finally, a report from I-24 News notes 8 Palestinians were injured in an arson attack by settler extremists in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. United Airlines announced a hike in summer ticket prices due to rising jet fuel costs, according to a post from the Bellas just minutes ago. OSINT613 shared that Hezbollah held a mass funeral for 29 individuals in Kfar Sir, southern Lebanon, a short time ago. Author Michael Weiss posted that U.S. has introduced Ukrainian counter-drone technology at a key air base in Saudi Arabia, writing just now. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF raid in Lebanon. Forces from Brigade 769, with Air Force support, targeted Hezbollah's infrastructure in the village of Dabin. This move came shortly before a ceasefire, as reported by Israel Hayom. Experts suggest this could heighten tensions along the Israeli-Lebanese border. Turning to the IDF's response to Hezbollah rocket fire. Earlier today, the military struck a launcher in southern Lebanon after troops came under attack. According to JNS, this incident highlights the fragility of the ceasefire agreement, raising concerns about its longevity. Meanwhile, the Israel Prize ceremony celebrates the nation's 78 years of independence. Israel Hayom reports the event is taking place at the International Convention Center, honoring contributions in various fields. This cultural celebration underscores the resilience of the Israeli spirit amid ongoing challenges. On the international front, a second French soldier has died from wounds inflicted in a Hezbollah attack, as Ynet shared earlier. This tragedy occurs as Western nations monitor the region's instability, with potential implications for international military involvement. Finally, I-24 News reports on the arson attack, injuring 8 Palestinians. Settler extremists are believed responsible, increasing tensions in the West Bank. This adds another layer of complexity to the already strained Israeli-Palestinian relations. Turning to business and markets. First, the International Monetary Fund ranks Israel 20th in the world for GDP per capita, reflecting a strong economic position, as per Israel Hayom Business from earlier reports. Separately, CTEC highlights scrutiny over a court ruling due to inaccurate AI-linked legal citations. This raises concerns about the integration of AI in legal processes. And finally, Globes reports that the shekel's strength is affecting Israelis investing in the U.S. The appreciation of the shekel has offset many gains on Wall Street, prompting investors to question its future trajectory. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.